The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel. John testified further, saying, 'I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from the sky and remain upon him.' I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'And whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord. When I studied in Rome to become a priest, we studied theology and philosophy, but also we carried out some apostolic works. So I taught catechism and I visited the sick. But also another apostolic work that we did was to work with the missionaries of charity. And we worked with the homeless in La Stazione Termine, which was near the train station in Rome. And the place where the missionaries of charity lived, their house was pretty close to our seminary. It's about 2 miles away. So we would actually walk there. As we had a seminary, we didn't have our own car. We lived out of poverty. We didn't have money. Basically, we depended upon divine providence. So I remember one occasion walking back from the apostolate, and it was kind of a dangerous area, so we'd always walk in two. As Jesus sent them out in twos, we were not Jehovah Witnesses, but we were oblate seminarians. And there was this man that came close to me, and he was kind of walking like this. And he said, "Give me money." And I said, "Mi dispiace, no ce l'ho." "Mi dispiace, no ce l'ho." If any of you speak Italian, that's "mi dispiace" means "I'm sorry." "No ce l'ho" means "I don't have any." The guy kept insisting. And I said, "Mi dispiace, no ce l'ho." But I kept insisting, and I said, "Mi dispiace, no ce l'ho." So what happened was, I walked further down the sidewalk, and when I turned around, I saw there was a miracle that occurred. That paralyzed man was standing up and he was cursing me. The cornudo? So when I got back to the house, I told one of the seminarians, and I told him the story, and he said, "What you should have done was this. You should have told him, 'Silver and gold I have none, but the name of Jesus, get up and walk.'" Amen. So that's kind of a long introduction to the feast day we celebrate today, is the Holy Name of Jesus. It's a powerful name. It's a powerful name. I love the first week of January for many reasons. Because we start off by celebrating Mary, the Mother of God. Amen? So New Year's Day isn't simply popping the cork and, you know, getting your champagne out and getting a martini or a highball, okay? But rather it's a day in which we start off the year honoring Mary under the greatest title. Greatest title and privilege given to Mary is the Mother of God. Yesterday we celebrated two of the Eastern Fathers of the Church, and their name is Saint Basil the Great and Saint Gregory. And the essential message in that is the importance for us to have spiritual friends. Yes, to have a good spiritual friend is very important, very important. Because they were spiritual friends and they tried to help each other to become holy and to get to heaven. Try to cultivate good spiritual friendship. Amen? Yeah, a friend is like a bulwark. It is a strong support. So all of us should try to establish good friendships. When I was brought up and raised, I had friends. My best friend, and now this is going to shock a lot of parents. How many parents have more than one child? I'm going to say something, you're going to fall off your pew probably. Huh? My best friend was my oldest brother. Usually what happens with siblings? Usually that's the way it is. But we were together for 17 years and we had two fights in 17 years. And I won both of them, okay. Because he was the intellectual and I was the athlete, okay. But how good it is for parents to establish among your children a good friendship. A good friendship. And today we celebrate the holy name of Jesus. I'll speak a little bit about that. And the rest of the week, we celebrate, are you listening? The American saints. Amen? Did you know that the Americans have saints? You're not talking the Orleans saints that play football, okay? But the Americans have saints. And I'll tell you them. We celebrate tomorrow the first American citizen that was canonized a saint. And also, she was a New Yorker. She probably had been a Yankee fan. Amen? Her name was St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, a New Yorker and a convert, one of the greatest saints in this country. Then after that, we celebrate one of my favorites because I lived in Philadelphia for 5 years and it is St. John Neumann. Okay? Not Cardinal Newman, but St. John Neumann. Listen to this. In about 8 years, he built about 100 Catholic churches and schools. Can you imagine that? Incredible saint. What impresses me about him was this. He became the first Redemptorist Superior General. And he lived in Philadelphia. One of the details of his life that I like most was he would always get up a little bit earlier than the other brothers so he could light the fire and they could get up in a nice warm home. Ah, I love that. Isn't that beautiful? That's what a saint would do. Saints pay attention to los detalles, okay? Then we celebrate another saint, but he was born in Canada. You know Canada is up there, okay? And he had a great devotion to Saint Joseph. His name is Saint Andres Bessette. Can you say that? Can you say it again? Okay, so we celebrate these three American saints back to back to back. And today we celebrate the holy name of Jesus. The holy name of Jesus. Three short ideas on this. I've noticed some of you are about my age, when you hear the name of Jesus, we bow our head. Remember the nuns used to teach us that? When you hear the name of Jesus, you bow your head, because that's the holiest name. The second is this, when you're tempted by the devil, we all have temptations. When you're tempted by the devil, invoke three names. Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph. Amen? So we're all tempted. We're all provoked. So if we really want to overcome the devil, we want to rely upon the holy name of Jesus. We want to rely upon the holy name of Mary and Saint Joseph, who is the terror of demons. Amen? Saint Joseph was the terror of demons. And last but not least, I would invite all of you to exercise your memory. So a lot of people here, I'm pretty sure you have photographic memories, right? No? But it hasn't been developed yet, has it? Okay. Okay. Got that? Huh? Okay, I have a photographic memory, but it hasn't been developed yet. But I want you to develop it, okay? Try to memorize the divine praises. I have it memorized in two languages. You can at least do it in English. I do it in English and Spanish, no? And it's this. So this will be the end of my homily. You're going to help me. Blessed be God. Blessed be His holy name. Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be His most sacred heart. Blessed be His most precious blood. Blessed be Jesus and the most holy sacrament of the altar. Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary most holy. Blessed be her holy and immaculate conception. Blessed be her glorious assumption. Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin Mother. Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse. Blessed be God and His angels and in His saints. Amen.